Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about getting the optimum sales price.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're talking a little bit about what it takes to get a property's optimum sales price, the best price and terms for you as a seller. And we're suggesting that that would be to present the property with the best light on it at the time of viewing. So you do not want to be getting your home or your property ready after you've kicked it onto the market, because the strongest buyers are going to be those that are pent up and just waiting for it to hit the market. And with the internet, they'll know within 24 hours if the property is available. They'll take one look at it and you'll never have them look back. So you've got to be ready right out of the gate to be powerful as your first impression.
And it's interesting because a lot of times we won't have everything that we need to have in order to make that splash appearance. For instance, I don't know what the rents are, so I leave the rents out. Oh my goodness, that's a train wreck. Might as well just stay off the market until you've got it. But on occasion, you're forced into acting sooner than what is logical. And when that happens, you typically get penalized. But as long as you are a knowledgeable broker and you know in advance the consequence, you explain to the owner, hey, listen, here's the handicap that we're going to be working under. And the owner says, that's fine, let's go. Because the loss that I would sustain for waiting is greater than the gain that we might have for you doing your magic, then I understand that.
I think Bob,
and the horse race is on.
That is a great reason to keep your property maintained as you go.
Oh, yes.
Not have a project at the point of sale.
Right.
I've done that myself just once. I had a piece of real estate that I needed to liquidate quickly, and I pulled all the favors I could, the one time I could probably, to get that place in shape so we could optimize the opportunity quickly. But that'd be a miracle right now. It is tough to get contractors in. So as you go, make sure you're maintaining it. The exterior paint should not be waiting too long for the peeling to be removed. Things
right.
like that. Not just because something will lead to another problem that's bigger,
yep.
but just because you may be needing to liquidate or refi quickly.
And if you don't, the penalty is much, much higher. View it this way. If I look at a house and it's got a broken, I like everything about it, but all of a sudden it's got a broken window and that crack is at an angle, I'm going to assume what? That the house has shifted, that it's falling off the side of the hill. No, it's a broken window. But there's a bunch of assumptions that are made and penalties deducted for that type of situation.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.